Well, as part of the budget, there'll be billions of dollars in government incentives encouraging businesses to take on young people and invest in new equipment. So will the sweeteners be enough to get the private sector to take a punt on new staff? Gavin Coote takes a look.
There's a buoyant mood this morning at John Lamont's family manufacturing plant at Nowra, 2 hours south of Sydney.
We're happy, obviously, being in manufacturing, getting a really positive response from the government in this budget, because there's a lot in it for manufacturing.
John Lamont's company produces chemicals and pharmaceuticals for the cleaning, automotive and health industries. This makes him eligible for a raft of incentives contained in the budget, including $200 a week under the JobMaker scheme for every new employee he takes on under the age of 30. And as part of the single biggest budget measure, businesses will be able to immediately deduct purchases of any value.
We look at it from our business perspective is because interest rates are so low and then the government's offering some better incentives, when it comes to actually renewing some of our capital equipment and also modernising it, there's not a better time. So when we want to lease equipment now, you know, in that way, we've actually got a very low base of costs to actually invest in new capital. And then that new capital will mean more jobs. And obviously, we're very pleased as well that they're supporting the youth and younger people in that job market to try and bring new people into the business. Businesses like ours that might be sort of thinking, maybe we will or won't on a trainee. Well, the extra bit of money to help hire those young people will help in that decision-making process.
While regional Australia has been touted as one of the big winners of the budget, farmers who've been keen on a plan to plug labour shortages might be disappointed. There are no incentives in the budget for people to go and pick fruit or work in the regions. But Matthew Pryor, who's a founder of the Australian Agritech Association, sees plenty of positives in the budget around innovation.
We want to create, you know, more jobs around, you know, kind of higher value products and services, and that'll be fantastic to see and does require investment. But also there are plenty of other countries in the world who need innovations similar to the ones that we will create. And so, you know, in addition to selling food and fibre to international customers, we can also create a whole new market opportunity around provision of those innovation products and services.
Matthew Pryor argues investing in new technologies will help create new jobs while also fixing some of the workforce shortages.
A simple example would be, kind of robotic automation for harvesting or similar agricultural tasks where there's labour shortages anyway, then it'll be fantastic to see companies who are selling, you know, kind of high-tech solutions get a benefit, you know, have it be more likely that a customer is going to make a commitment sooner rather than later and help them grow, employ people and take on export opportunities.
Would there be a net gain in jobs there where you perhaps absorb a job that would be on the farm but potentially have that opportunity to take more people on the manufacturing side of things?
Yeah, really important question. I think the challenge actually is we generally don't have the people available to do a lot of this labour. So it's not as much an absorption as a longer-term solution to a problem that we have.
The tourism industry was the first to be affected by COVID-19 shutdowns and will likely be the last to recover.
The core businesses are really dependent on people being here, the leather hitting the streets, so to speak. They're the ones that really are still going to continue hurting until tourism gets up and away.
That's Sally Milikota from the Cairns Chamber of Commerce in far north Queensland, which now has the state's lowest business confidence levels and one of the highest number of JobKeeper recipients in the country. While there's $51 million for tourism-dependent regions like hers to diversify their markets, she's unsure how far this money will go.
We know that's going to be thinly spread because it's a large country and there's some very good regional tourism operators throughout the country. And I don't want Far North Queensland to be forgotten when it comes to standing at the front of the queue to get that money.
Far North Queensland also has high levels of youth unemployment. Are you hoping that the JobMaker scheme, which will be immediately available to employers in your region, will that help get young people into a job quite quickly?
Yes, I believe it will. The JobMaker is, it seems to be on face value quite simple to navigate. Anything to get our kids working is good because it gets them into good habits in their 20s, gets them motivated, and those who become entrepreneurial, they can then set up, go off and run their own businesses. And that's really what we want to see. We want to see these people motivated and businesses being able to financially support them.
That's Sally Milikota from the Cairns Chamber of Commerce. Gavin Coote with that report.